The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Not so fast. That's the word coming down from Washington. And by the way, on a different subject, they're saying the same thing in New York City. Hey, everybody. Happy holidays from all of us here in America tonight. Kate Delaney, the captain of this little old ship, and we are going to definitely sail into some choppy waters this hour. Plus, a conversation with a billionaire, a few minutes with John Paul. You know, the Paul Mitchell stuff you might have used on your hair, or perhaps you do use it. I had a chance to spend some time with him, and he's an interesting guy. Came from nothing, self-made billionaire. And the reason I had him on was because of some of the things that he's giving back, some of the things he's doing for other people. And anyway, you'll hear what he has to say about one of his new ventures. Plus, fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo. That's when we invite Nathan Reeder into the lion's den, and he reacts to some of the ridiculous stories that are also happening in the United States and elsewhere that people are talking about. They call it trending. In the 140-character world, known as Twitter, Planet Twitter, 140 characters. We all speak in 8-second clips now, don't we? Commercials that are Vine commercials. Have you heard of Vines? 6 seconds. 6 seconds to get your point across. And it's huge. What is also huge is that the newly elected governor in Texas, Greg Abbott, announced that Texas is leading a 17-state coalition to, yes, sue the Obama administration over the president's executive actions on immigration. The lawsuit was filed in a district court in Texas on Wednesday, names the head of the top immigration enforcement agencies as the defendants. Abbott had a news conference in Austin. He said, look, the immigration system is broken. It should be fixed by Congress, not by the president. He said Obama's recently announced executive actions are just a move disguised to spare as many as 5 million people living illegally in the United States from deportation, and it directly violates the fundamental promise to the American people by running afoul of the Constitution. He specifically cited Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution, which says the president shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed. And the deal on this lawsuit is basically asking the court to require the prez to go through Congress before enforcing laws rather than make them up himself. Now, as many of you know, with executive actions, this president isn't the only president to use executive actions, but this is a particularly personal and prickly subject in these United States because of how immigration, or the lack of immigration enforcement, illegal immigration, has affected so many people. Now, remember, this executive action was ordered or announced or whatever on November 20th before the Thanksgiving holiday. And it basically means it's protection from deportation and the right to work is going to be extended to almost 5 million people, 4 million and change of parents of U.S. citizens and legal permanent residents who have lived in the United States for at least 5 years, to probably hundreds of thousands more young people. There are questions about what does this mean for people legally getting visas, especially with tech companies, etc., coming into the United States. The lawsuit has three main tenets to it, or what I would call objection, Your Honors. One, that Obama violated the Take Care Clause of the Constitution. We just talked about that. That limits the scope of presidential power. That the federal government violated rule-making procedures, and that's two, and that the order will exacerbate the humanitarian crisis along the southern border, which will affect increased state investment in law enforcement, health care, and education. And that's where people are paying the price. It often isn't talked about. Health care, $1,000 extra on your health care, education. Oh, there's a lot of problems in education in border towns, but even beyond border towns because of the Spanish-English thing. And just with all the kids that are being infiltrated into the system has caused problems, too, as well, for budgets that are already crashed. And in law enforcement, certainly that's part of it, because there's not enough in some of the more porous areas along the border. And remember, it's interesting, you have to go back, but this lawsuit is the 31st time that the Texas Attorney General has brought any kind of action against the federal government since the president took office in 2009. Did you hear what I said? 31st time. I mean, that's got to be a Guinness Book of World Records, right? The only other big lawsuit against the immigration action has come on behalf of Arizona's Sheriff Joe Arpaio. That's it. Remember, the former governor of Texas, Perry, Rick Perry, deployed about 1,000 National Guard troops to the border because he was saying, listen, we can't have this. The federal lawsuit involves Alabama, Georgia, Idaho, Louisiana, Maine, Mississippi, Indiana, Kansas, Montana, Nebraska. Raise your hand if you're from these states. North Carolina, South Carolina, South Dakota, Utah, West Virginia, and Wisconsin. So we'll see how far that goes. There's also talk of the filibuster, but how's that working here with executive action? There are a few little things that may happen on the Hill. But it's certainly looking like with Boehner saying, yeah, we're going to get this moving ahead with this, and Reid completely agreeing, it's looking like the Senate and the House will fund this, because then you got to come up with the money. In the meantime, some people are freaked out about Takata. You know what Takata is? It's the Takata Corporation. They told a U.S. safety agency that its demand for a nationwide airbag recall isn't supported by evidence, that the government doesn't have the authority to tell a parts maker to do a recall. They know it's going to cost a ridiculous amount of money, right? The company laid out their position in this whole thing to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And they say that, you know, they're rejecting the demand for a recall. So now there's a confrontation at a House subcommittee hearing there was on Wednesday where a Takata person appeared along with executives from Honda, BMW, and Toyota. The airbags inflators can explode with too much force, spewing shrapnel into the passenger compartment. At least 5 deaths and dozens of injuries have been linked to the problem worldwide. Ooh, that sounds awful. A national recall would add 8 million cars to existing recalls. That's what Takata says. And they're saying no go. There's going to be some blowback on that. In fact, some of you had something to say about that in our mailbag. We're going there next in New York here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Walks barely down the street with the big blue weight all over. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of the seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the side of the street, yeah.
Another one bites. Coming up, we're going to hit the mailbag, plus the prez on the economy, and optimism or pessimism. Before we go there, here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we're going to go out to Dave in Hungary. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. How goes it?
Good. Is this Kate Delaney?
This is Kate Delaney.
I'm a first-time listener, and I am impressed with the dialogue you've got going. Listen, I'd like to try and motivate some of your listeners out there, anybody who's so inclined, to take a look at the recent appointment of Colleen Bell as ambassador to Hungary. I'm a biomedical scientist. I do Alzheimer's research at the University of Debrecen, the eastern part of the country. And my colleagues are falling off their chairs laughing. And this kind of says something about the mindset of the Obama administration. This has to be one of the most ludicrous ambassadorial appointments in recent years. Are you familiar with Colleen Bell?
Well, no. I'm familiar with a lot of other more high-profile ambassadors. You realize, I mean, Hungary's a great country, but you realize what happens with these ambassadorships. A lot of times it's a show me, give me back, you help me win an election kind of deal. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Mike Rivero said it the best earlier today or yesterday. He compared this appointment to the Roman Emperor Caligula, who appointed his court to the Roman Senate. And my retort to Mike is that is a terrible thing That is a terrible comparison to make to the horse. What have you got against Caligula's horse?
Yeah, but you know what? Colleen Bell is a... I think why he's saying that is because she was a soap opera producer.
Indeed. I have some idea of what her background is, and a lot of my colleagues here in Deverson have dug into it a bit, because the mindset and the attitude of the U.S. ambassador affects the level of funding by various means for a lot of the research we do out here, including our Alzheimer's program. My colleagues are absolutely horrified. Comments I'm getting run to, like, my God, how is it you Americans managed to beat Hitler? Words to that effect.
Well, here, you know, I made the comment about the reason why, I mean, who is Colleen Bell? Who would know her name? The deal is that she was huge in fundraising for Obama. I mean, she helped bundle a ton of money, so that's why they threw it. So to your point, and in living there, it's too bad because that's embarrassing to have people that have no qualifications. There has to be other people, and there are plenty of other people that would fit that role nicely and have, let's say, a bigger brain or bigger aptitude for what should be happening there versus just somebody who helped get elected. And it's the buddy system, and that's too bad.
Indeed. And the biggest disadvantage from the perspective of our research group here is the degree to which she is going to be manipulated by the same folks who pull the strings on the Obama administration, the Federal Reserve, private central banks, and the whole evil panoply of characters we're dealing with in the States. But who knows? She may surprise us. She may grow a brain. We can only hope.
Dave, you are really very funny. You have to call us again. It's interesting because he's there in Hungary, and so I can see that was on his mind because they're ripping on it there. And there's been some other things that have been written, but to the point of, would any of you know who that is? No, unless you look at the credits at the end of one of these soap operas. But you have to have a confirmation hearing. And I did see something where McCain had asked a question like, what are the strategic interests in Hungary? And it was a kind of a mumbling, bumbling, crazy answer, I guess, that she gave, which makes sense if that's not her bag, you know? I mean, if she's involved in working on producing, directing, whatever, it's not even directing, she's producing soap opera, well, you know, that's her forte, right? I'm not saying that somebody who is a writer or producer can't be brilliant and be scholarly and whatever, but, I mean, clearly that's not the case here. All right, here's what the president, speaking of the president, had to say, not about ambassador relationships or nominations, but here's what he had to say about the economy.
Even as productivity and profits go up, wages and incomes as a share of overall GDP have shrunk. And that's part of what is creating an undertow of pessimism, despite generally good economic news.
Is there an undertow of pessimism in this country? I'll tell you what, it would be, let's get rid of some of the regulation and let the entrepreneurs loose a little bit, because capitalism is what's worked and what this nation was really founded on. Democracy with capitalism. The more regulation, over-regulation, the less stimulation. I think that's the big problem. All right, quickly, we're going to run to the mailbag. Mail's in. I think we didn't pay him his
check. You have mail, mistress.
Can I hear him one more time? Because we got to pay for this.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, so this one comes to us from Jake, and Jake says, Kate, it's ridiculous what's happening with these prosecutors. I'm sorry, I don't agree that these white cops don't have an attitude when it sometimes comes to black suspects. I think there's a problem with the prosecutors in some cases. I think there's a problem with some of the cops especially when it comes to Ferguson and especially when it comes to this whole chokehold thing. Clearly, it looks like a chokehold death, and the guy was selling illegal cigarettes. You can't just say, geez, pardon me, boys, what an accident that was. It's just stupidity, and it's nastiness, and it's wrong. Keep on protesting, America. All right, and here's a different point of view. This one from Harness. Where did he get the name? It must be a last name, Harness. And he says, cops have to do their jobs. What are they supposed to do? Are they supposed to not carry guns, walk around like the bobbies in England, and pray that they don't get machine gunned down as they try to protect you and me? If you're under arrest, you're under arrest. If it's an arrest you don't agree with, then you have an attorney, and that's how we proceed in this country, besides which they have to prove you're guilty. The dumbest thing to do is to not just comply. Resisting arrest creates massive problems. It's too bad what happened in Ferguson and too bad what happened in New York, but to hold the officers responsible in either case, I think the grand jury did their job quite nicely, thank you. And pretty much I got other mail that is saying the same thing, a little bit on both sides. I mean, look, it's a terrible thing all the way around. I would agree with the fact that how many cops are going to work thinking, I just hope I'm blowing away someone today. I hope I kill someone today. Certainly not any of the police officers I know. I think it's terrible what happened to this Eric Garner, that he's got children and grandchildren and he's trying to make a buck, so he's selling illegal cigarettes, and that was what the deal was. And okay, so you're not supposed to sell the cigarettes. That's a big deal in New York City, but it's too bad, more than too bad. It's a terrible tragedy that he was killed in being arrested. But if you look at the tape, that tells the story. I'd want to see more on the autopsy and what they're saying about the autopsy. And so what did the grand jury, which was comprised, by the way, of some African-Americans and some white folks, it was kind of a mix. And now it's being looked into about this whole chokehold thing. It was ruled a homicide. This was back in July. And this is just the beginning of this. His widow said, the fight isn't over. It's just begun. I'm determined to get justice for my husband because he shouldn't have been killed in that way. He shouldn't have been killed in any way. He should be here with us celebrating the holidays, and he can't. Why? Because a cop did wrong. Somebody that gets paid to do right did wrong. He's not held accountable for it, but my husband's death will not be in vain. As long as I have breath in my body, I will fight the fight to the end. We're certainly not done with this topic, that's for sure. Hang with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
In our next segment here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, happy to all of you listening to us, whether you're in Hungary or you're here somewhere in the good old United States. Easy for me to say. That's my third cup of coffee speaking right there. And, you know, the conversation, it was actually an interesting conversation if you think about how do people become ambassadors. And the answer is... if you got friends, the friends who help you get to where you are, this is the place where your friends are going to start to show up. But it's nice when you have friends who have the diplomatic backgrounds, I suppose, in a sense, versus none at all. But and that's the deal. I mean, really, it is the deal. If you look at the ambassadors, and not all of them certainly, but if you look at how many ambassadors there are, and that's a great trivia question, how many ambassadors do you think there are from the United States living in other countries representing our interests? Because if there's something that happens, then that ambassador's on, I mean, they're on the spot. It's them. That's who people are going to. So really, it is a position that has to be taken seriously. So that was an interesting conversation. All right, as I said, we're going to do the fruits and nuts thing. But before we get there, let's mix in a few other things that have happened that you might have missed, including This right at the top. You know the Paul Mitchell, you've seen the commercial. Remember the commercials used to be with the guy with the ponytail, John Paul, and his deal was the Paul Mitchell, you know, all those hair product things and all that stuff. I mean, it's just huge, gigantic. Every time you went into some salon somewhere, and you could be a guy, and you go into a salon, you'd see, you know, okay, here's the shampoo, and here's the, you know, conditioner or whatever. The thing that's interesting about Paul Mitchell is that he is a scrapper. I mean, this is a guy who came from, you know, nothing. I mean, he's the entrepreneur's dream. He really is. John Paul DeJurio took a $700 startup and turned it into a $900 million a year hair care line. I mean, that's incredible, right? It is. It's incredible. And now he's got tequila and other things. And anyway, he's involved in a thing called Ride TV. A lot of you like horses, horse racing, or you're interested in quarter horses or helping horses who have been abused, whatever it might be. You know, there's all kinds of elements in the horse world, from jumping horses to simply riding horseback. And, you know, you get where I'm going with this. And anyway, he's involved in a thing, a network called Ride TV that is really, really cool, because they have a whole network devoted to horses, but not just one kind, not just like, you know, thoroughbred racing or Arabian horses or horses that have been abused and rescuing horses and veterinarians that take care of horses, which is the proposition of owning a horse. Is it's crazy expensive, even just a quarter horse. So anyway, I had a chance to catch up with John Paul at the premiere of his brand new television network. Take a listen. John Paul, how exciting is this for you to have this finally big reveal, let's say?
Oh, this is so exciting. We've been working on this for quite a while, spent some money at this, but more important, have really special creative people that have designed and created the shows that will be on Rye TV. So it's such a pleasure and honor to be here with the national debut and world debut of Rye TV right here at the Stockyards of all places in Fort Worth, Texas. This is super cool.
What was the interest for you in Rye? What drew you to this project, because I'm sure everybody's knocking on your door for all kinds of...
Sure. I happen to be at the Arbor in Georgetown, which is the number one rehab center there is, and part of what they did was horse equine therapy, which is wonderful, equine therapy. So they did an interview with me, and I was riding on a horse there at the time, and they had told me, JP, we're building the station up, we're going to launch it fairly soon. I said, well, I want to be part of that, because everyone I know, or most people I know, I should say, are really into horses in a big way. I've been into horses since I was 11 years old. I could remember having a paper route and saving our money, and we would go to the Griffith Park stables, and for $1.25 an hour, you could rent a horse. So that's where we kids learned how to ride on those rented horses. We take them on the trail, and we learned how to ride by just taking them on the trail, not even a lesson. And we had a blast, and we'd save our money, and that $1.25 at the end of the month was a special thing for us to do.
So it's true that it's not just Hollywood movie stars that are cowboys in L.A. You could be a kid and be a cowboy.
Oh, heck yeah. I was a kid. We had nothing, but I had that extra $1.25 a month at the end of my paper route and collecting all the money. I had several friends. There were four of us, my brother and two of our buddies, that did the same thing. It was so cool.
What is your hope for Ride? You know, that now more people will discover? Because, of course, you've been developing it, but what do you ultimately hope for this network?
Well, what I hope for this network is that's the most significant network representing all forms and disciplines of horses in the United States, and then going worldwide to share with the world various ways people appreciate horses and get involved with horses worldwide. All the various things, Argentina, Brazil, Mexico, Europe, Asia, the Mongolians who have been on horses for the longest time, just all disciplines put together, the number one most exciting horse television show you could ever go to.
So my family is in thoroughbred racing. My cousin was the trainer for Smarty Jones, who almost won the Triple Crown.
Of course.
So wow. all forms of horses,
all
Arabian.
means everything.
All forms. Word to all forms. All disciplines of horses, all forms.
All right, excellent. And so how many programs maybe? Who knows?
Well, you're going to see quite a few. Quite a few.
All right, one last question, just because I think I have good hair, and you're Mr. Hair Guy.
Oh, you do. You have very nice hair. Look, you have a lot of it, too.
Okay, see, my aunt tells me I have crappy hair, and I need to cut it.
Oh, no, 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 no. Leave, you have a lot of hair there. The thing is, you have hair. And once you have hair, you can do a lot with it. You can make it fuller or thinner. Depends on which Paul Mitchell product you use to style your hair.
That was perfect. All right, you got to love that. Pushing the Paul Mitchell product. But I love the story that he started the line with like $700, and he came from a really very humble beginnings, and he's been homeless twice. He was telling the story of being homeless. He slept in his car for the first 2 weeks when he started the company. And, you know, look at where it has ended up. He's got 6 kids, and he started some other companies now. Of course, it's a much different situation for him, but he twice had hardly anything in his pocket. Let's put it that way. And he says that the whole thing was that he's had some bad luck in his life, and then he's had some good luck in his life. And he says if you're an entrepreneur, you knock on 10 doors and get rejected, and then it's the 11th one that you go to. You keep smiling and you keep on going. So, you know, $90 million in revenue says something, doesn't it? And the tequila company he has is called Patron, and that's the number one bestseller for tequilas, too. How about that? Sleeping in the car. But that was 1980 when they started the company. He said inflation was 12.5%. Interest rates were 20%. Unemployment was 10% at that time. 10%. Wow. And his other big suggestion was, when you start making a little money, don't change your style of living. Because then that way, if something goes wrong, then you're not stuck. And you just wait and you keep growing the business, growing the business, growing the business. And I love what he said, too. Once he started to make some money, what was the first thing that he could do? Or what was the first thing he wanted to go do? He said he went to a restaurant. It was the first time he said he ordered off the left side of the menu, not the right side, because the right side is where the prices were like guacamole or, you know, whatever. He just could order whatever he wanted. I thought that was pretty darn interesting. So John Paul DeJurio, a billionaire from homeless twice to a billionaire. How about that? Speaking of money and looking at places where, let me tell you, where you can save money, it's amazing what is happening at the pumps. There's a great chance in some places you may be paying less than $2 for a gallon of regular, the way that the barrel of oil is, a barrel of crude. I always say, you know, it used to be at one point 100 something, right? And then when it gets to the point where we're talking about $40 a barrel, or now it's like 60 something. When it's 60s, that's why we're getting the lower prices that you're getting when you go to fill up. And I think it's going to get even lower. I think it's going to get even, you know, normally you talk about things being jacked up in the holidays, but it's not looking that way. That's not going to turn around anytime soon. And the markets have seen some interesting growth. I mean, it's always a roller coaster, and it's always like you're at the craps table. There's no doubt about it. But if you've managed to scrum away a little bit of money, or maybe, I don't know, there could be billionaires listening. Who knows? But when you look at the Dow and the NASDAQ and the S&P, all had a very up day. And we know that switches from day to day. Oil, by the way, was at $68 a barrel for crude. Whew. And that's significant. That's where that big difference is. Gasoline below $2 for a few people. Wow. Amazing. Fruits and nuts, shredded bingo, and all that fun stuff with Nathan coming up moments from now. We'll be right back.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving three-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
AmericaTonight.net. Don't go to .com. That's like a nightclub or something. Couldn't get the .com. You know how that is. So it's AmericaTonight.net. If you go there, all roads lead to Facebook, Twitter, and what you missed, and all kinds of other exciting things. Plus, look, you can just go there and email us. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in just like that. Speaking of being in, Nathan Reeder's in the house, and we've got fruits and nuts, shredded and bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! Hi, Nathan. How are you?
Hi. I'd sure like to win me a bingo.
I would, too. I've never even played bingo, other than as a kid, but I've never gone someplace and played.
Oh, I think I went for the first time at, that was outside of Iowa City somewhere in like 2001. But the little sticker ball things.
Yeah, yeah. Fun. That sounds fun. Well, we'll see if we have any bingos this time around. You know who Stephen Hawking is? The eminent British physicist. is now warning, Nathan, that the development of intelligent machines could pose a major threat to humanity. He says, he told the BBC, the development of full artificial intelligence could spell the end of the human race. His warnings came in response to a question about his new voice system. He has a form of, a progressive form of the neurological disease called ALS, and he uses a voice synthesizer. There's a movie that just came out about Stephen Hawking to communicate, and recently he's been using a new system that has artificial intelligence, and it was developed by in part by a British company. He thinks that in looking into this, that we should fear intelligent machines and that that will send us back centuries, but even that they probably had machines like these. So what do you think? Are you worried about artificial intelligence taking over the world?
I mean, isn't Terminator from the 80s?
Terminator is from the 80s. It's funny you say that because that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Matrix, Terminator. I'm going with Bingo and Shred It because, yes, it's kind of freaky, and Shred It because, come on, science guy, you've seen the movies before. You knew, we all knew this was going to happen.
Exactly. And does it mean doom and gloom for humanity? I don't know. Can we coexist with that, or does that wipe us out?
Well, there's these logs that we use for the computer, and, well, sure, we've got all of these algorithms typed out properly to make it work correct, but when it's in a recycle mode, or, you know, when it's in that special mode, it will just skip one of those lines every once in a while. And yeah, they're live. Computers are live doing stuff, as in it's real time. So sometimes you get mutations. Really,
yeah.
Smart mutations.
I agree. I think you're always going to need man, because I think that's not a foolproof anyway. I don't know. I agree. It's not foolproof. Let's put it that way. All right. How do you feel about the need for speed?
I do like going fast, but don't tell any officers.
All right. Well, if you got your hands on this new Ferrari, they say it's 130, or not 100, it's 1,035 house and horsepower. That's how brutal it is, this Ferrari. Oh, it's so cool looking. I have to tell you, this is radio. But it's called the LaFerrari flagship, the FXXK. And it refers to special kinetic energy recovering system that's fitted into the car. And it was revealed today. And there's a big car show in Abu Dhabi. And so this is like Ferrari's annual celebration of the motorsport season. And this car is unbelievable. I mean, you hit the gas and it's like 0 to 60 in, you know, 4 seconds. That's crazy.
Does it have computers in it? Because I hear they're our enemy.
Of course.
Oh, no. Well, maybe they should just move right ahead and create spaceships. Really fancy spaceships. They can call them flagships.
Flagships. I like it. Flagships. So what do you think? They're going to produce a limited run. There's only 499 of those cars made, period.
Sure. I don't know. Shred it.
Shred it.
I'll go fast, but eh.
Yeah, I'm really great.
They're pushing, you know, 100th places right now for the increases, really. Hundredths, thousands. Nano improvements.
Nano. I mean, here's the thing. When you have a car like that and you pay a fortune, obviously you can afford it, where are you able to drive it other than a track? You'd have to pay to be on a track somewhere. I mean, to go that fast.
Does the Autobahn still allow you to go whatever
speed?
No,
they let you go fast, but not where it was like unlimited speed limit, because they had too many accidents. So that also stopped. Exactly.
Well, I bet you could get away with it in like Montana or North Dakota. North Dakota has nobody in it. You go on those streets, whoa.
Boy, that's true, isn't it?
Again, no officer heard me say this.
That's true. And there's definitely places in the country all over. I mean, the country's everywhere. You've just got to know it. And I think that I think that's what you do. You find those places. You find those more remote places. I've seen it with my own eyes, people doing it. All right, you're going to like this one. The gecko has inspired, the gecko-inspired adhesive enables people to scale buildings. I've actually seen somebody doing this. Researchers at Stanford invented this climbing system that would enable the average person, like you and I, just to scale walls like Spider-Man. It was developed by an engineer, and it's got two hand-sized sticky pads and foot platforms that are attached by cables, so you can climb a vertical glass wall with them. You could be anyone and climb it safely, and they say it's kind of a magical feeling because somehow you've hooked onto glass, you know, and geckos are known for their ability to scale walls and ceilings. And that's what they do. They stick. It's something they generate that creates an electronic force between the surface and the lizard's toes. So now we can be like geckos, and we could be able to, with this, with the help of this, we would be able to climb to unbelievable heights. You could, you know, climb 50 stories high on the outside of a building, and I'm sure, Nathan, you'd feel comfortable, wouldn't you?
I would totally feel comfortable. I like climbing, actually.
Well, there you go, a vertical glass wall. I should put your name in the hat for that. So that's what they're talking about, that more people will be able to do it. They want to make it available to people. You know, this could become the next thing. Like in rock climbing, you go to those walls. Maybe that this is going to be the next thing that we see.
Awesome.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So what do you say? So you say fruits and nuts, bingo. And it's got to be bingo, right?
Yeah, it's bingo with a little bit of fruits and nuts and superheroes mixed in.
I think a lot of kids will want to do it because they're not intimidated by the whole rock climbing thing. And if this has got a cable, one of the thing has a cable hooked to it, and there's ways to regulate it. I don't know. I think that you have a lot of interest in doing it.
So that 13-year-old won't have to jump in the chimney. He can just climb up the windows, right?
Yeah, that's so crazy, isn't it?
Yep.
Crazy. Instead, you can just stick to the windows. All right, how about this? 1,000 people gathered in Utah, Nathan, to break the Guinness record for largest nativity scene. They created a nativity scene. So you had people dressed as performers, just all different kinds, like kings and Marys and all that kind of stuff. So they topped the record of 898 people at a nativity scene last year in the UK. How about that?
In the UK, nice. Good job, kid.
Still America. Woo.
Yeah.
I say bingo.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah, why not? Hey, if you can break a Guinness World Record, get your picture in the old book, or get your name as the group in the book, I don't know. I think it's pretty cool. Rock on, everybody, and thanks for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.